The next song we're going to sing is Lord, I Need You. And in the bridge, it says, when I cannot stand, I'll fall on you. When we're in a dark area or having struggles in our lives, the next verse says, Jesus, you are my hope and stay. He is always there for us. And he'll give you the wisdom, like Ty said, and the strength to endure and to make the right decisions. So think about that as we sing this song.
I find my rest. Last song we're going to sing is Wonderful Merciful Savior. And in this song it tells us how we are lost and hopeless and hurt and hungry. And the song also tells us how God comes and rescues us and gives us healing and comes and takes us and finds us in our weakness. Everyone can stand for this last song.
Okay, I don't know how many of you are aware or not, but about a month ago, I went up to Canada on a missions trip with All-Star Outreach, and I'm just going to share a little bit what happened and how that went. It was April 13th through 20th that we went, and actually, earlier this year, I think it was in February, we went up on a trip also. We went to Kingfisher Lake, and we ministered to the people there. And they've done this for, I'm not even sure, maybe 13 years or so. But normally they go into the communities. But this past month, they did something different. We, six guys from PA, we went up to Pickle Lake, 30 hours drive to Pickle Lake, and picked up 10 guys from different, it was 8 guys from different reserves, different communities. There were some from Big Trout Lake, Kingfisher Lake, Casabonica. Fort Hope, I think that was, there might have been a few more, I can't remember those right now, but picked up those 8 guys, and our team drove down to Millbank area, or Kitchener, southern Ontario, and we played in a tournament there Saturday. On our way down, we also stopped at DFC High School and played some hockey with them, and just shared. One thing that we do is we always go in the locker rooms after the game, and just some people usually share their testimony and pray with the other team, and just share life with the other team. Saturday, we played in the tournament, and it was really encouraging. The natives, some of them were Christians and some of them were not. They just had to say that they had a desire to become better men, and to some of them had addictions, and they were trying to overcome those addictions, but some of those guys just shared in locker rooms, and it was really encouraging. It was a challenge for me, maybe to be more open in my life. I mean, some of them were into alcohol, alcoholics and drugs and different stuff. And they were just open. Well, at first they were kind of reserved, but it was great to see them open up towards the end of the trip and just be able to share. And actually one of the guys struggled with smoking, and he said that he did not want to smoke on the whole trip, and he kept reminding us that he hadn't smoked once on the whole trip, so that was encouraging. Just to see God work in their lives was an awesome experience. So thanks a lot.
You were king of before there was time, and King of all kings you will be. We bow, down, and we crown you the King.
Blessed Jesus, come to me, soothe my soul with rays of peace. As I look to you alone, fill me with your love. Mountains high or valleys low, you will never let me go. Your fountain, let me drink, fill my thirsty soul.
So I've been asked to share a little bit about my experience at EBI. And for any of you who don't know, I was at EBI for 6 weeks, from the middle of March until the end of May. And EBI stands for Elnora Bible Institute. It's located in Elnora, Indiana, which is about 11 hours away from here. Out there, we do fun stuff like read over 2,000 words and write reports and memorize almost 50 verses and just spend a lot of time studying. But no, I do enjoy studying, so it was enjoyable. It's really interesting what you find fun out there, stuff that around here would seem kind of dull, like driving to Walmart with some friends or walking to the gas station to buy drinks or just taking a joyride in someone's car. Actually, it's really interesting out there because you just want to get off campus and, do something besides study. Looking back on my experience, honestly, I can say that I don't regret going, that I'm really glad that I went. I wouldn't say that it was something necessarily easy for me. I feel like to sum it up, what God has been teaching me is more of the seriousness of life. While we were out there, it seemed like a common theme that would come through was suffering. It wasn't something that was chosen as a theme, but it just kept coming out. At our end-of-term banquet, our speaker talked a little bit about it, and earlier throughout the term, it just kept coming through, that Christians are called to suffer, that we should expect it. It's part of being a Christian. Another thing that really stuck out to me out there was one of the classes that I took was Minor Prophets, and so that was a lot about the judgment of God on Israel, and it really made me think about the seriousness of sin and the holiness of God and the direction our nation is headed, and God will bring on his judgment for our sins. Something else that I thought about out there was just simply the fact that we're not promised tomorrow. While I was out there, I think 3 different students' grandparents died and had to, like, go in for funerals. One of the girls' moms found out she had cancer. Another girl's mom was in the hospital and had to have surgery. So, just something that I thought about out there. Life is serious, and we only have limited time to share the gospel with people. I would really encourage you, if you're thinking about going out to EBI, to go. I don't think anyone should be forced to go, but I would really encourage you to go. You'll come back. You'll have learned a lot and, made a lot of good memories, new friends. If you get the opportunity to go out to EBI, I would really encourage you to take that opportunity.
So, me and Janelle are going to be singing 2 songs, and the first song we're singing is Oceans by Hillsong United, and the second song we're singing is Trust in You by Lauren Daigle, and, like, the 2 songs we're singing, it's kind of a theme of trust, and it's just that's been on my mind a lot more. Like, I dealt with a lot of trust issues because of things that happened, and God has just been showing his faithfulness to me and how I can trust him and how, like, just his love and just that I can trust him with my future and all of my life's plans. And, these are just some of my favorite songs. So.
Faith will stand. mountains rise, my soul will rest in your embrace, for I am yours, you are mine. Your grace abounds in deepest waters, your sovereign hand will be my guide. Where fear may fail and fear surrounds me, you've never failed, and you won't start now. So I will call upon your name and keep my eyes above the waves. When oceans rise, my soul will rest in your embrace, for I am yours, you are mine. Spirit, lead me where my trust is without borders. Let me walk upon the waters wherever you would call me. Take me deeper than my feet could ever wander, and my faith will be made strong. Oceans rise, my soul will rest in your embrace, for I am yours, and you are mine.
Letting go of every single dream, I lay each one down at your feet. Every moment of my wandering never changes what you see. I try to win this war, I confess. My hands are weary, I need your rest. Mighty warrior, king of the fight, no matter what I face, you're by my side. When you don't move the mountains, I'm needing you to move. When you don't part the waters, I wish I could walk through. When you don't give the answers, as I cry out to you, I will trust, I will trust, I will trust in you. Truth is, you know what tomorrow brings. There's not a day ahead you have not seen. When you don't move the mountains, I'm needing you to move. When you don't part the water,
I wish I could walk through. When you don't give the answers, as I cry out to you, I will trust, I will trust, I will trust in you. You are my strength and comfort. You are my steady hand. You are my firm foundation, the rock on which I stand. Your ways are always higher. Your plans are always good. There's not a place where I go you've not already started. When you don't move the mountains, I'm needing you to move. When you don't part the waters, I wish I could walk through. When you don't give the answers, as I cry out to you, I will trust, I will trust, I will trust in you. I will trust in you. I will trust in you.